I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You no doubt noticed them on the West Virginia highways and may even have one on your own vehicle. They're the West Virginia Wildlife License Plates, and they are a key contributor to wildlife management in the state in many ways. We'll talk about that coming up on today's report. West Virginia voters in 1995 approved a constitutional amendment that cleared the way for creating a wildlife license plate that carried an additional fee, and that fee is dedicated exclusively to managing the state's non-game species, stuff like songbirds, snakes, and other reptiles, and so forth. Scott Warner is assistant chief of those programs at DNR and says it was a strong improvement on their funding.
This was actually an idea that came about, and we're coming almost up on its 20th anniversary. In 1995, legislation was passed to actually allow Division of Natural Resources to create a wildlife license plate. This was all part of that constitutional amendment that took place. And then in 1998, the roast-breasted grosbeak came out. And since that time, we've had not only the roast-breasted grosbeak, but we've also had the deer, and we've had the black bear. Then last year, we came out with two plates at the same time. So we actually have five plates out there right now.
Those two new plates in West Virginia from last year are the brook trout and the bluebird, but just because they fund non-game species programs doesn't mean those buying them aren't making their own statement.
We're kind of like looking at this through a marketing perspective, and we've never had an actual fish plate, and we're thinking we've got a lot of interest, not only internally within the state, but a lot of interest from surrounding states to trout fish in West Virginia.
And Warner says the deer plate continues to be the one people want the most.
You go back and you look at DMV's annual reports, the deer plate is the second most popular plate that West Virginia sells. So we've got, we've always known that we're a strong hunting heritage here. And so, yeah, but one of every three plates being sold is actually a deer plate.
And Warner says the fee for those is critical to their programs.
The wildlife plates are a little different. There's actually a $15 charge that goes on to that, and that $15 goes back to the non-game program. We don't rely on any own revenue. We receive very little, money within state departmental government here, so we have to rely on a lot of outside sources, federal grants that are coming in, endangered species type of projects, funding opportunities that come in. So the money that's created, what we sell from these license plates, are extremely important to what we do.
The artwork for each of those five plates now in circulation was done by former DNR biologist Tom Allen, who has since died. But his legacy continues in those colorful and attractive license plates. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.